Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a three-way tie, Peter. Each of our panelists has 2 points.
Okay, Mo, we have randomly chosen an order for you guys to answer these questions. You will be first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. ETA, the separatist group of the blanks in Spain, announced a permanent ceasefire.
Basques.
Right. Allegations of secret loans being traded for lordships by his Labour Party resulted in the greatest political crisis ever for blank.
Tony Blair.
Right. For the third time, the College Board announced that more students may have received erroneously low scores on their blanks.
SATs.
Right. An Oregon family was found safe after being trapped for 16 days in their snowbound blank.
In their camper.
Vehicle. Close enough. RV, yes. Yeah. A nurse at a Norwegian hospital has been asked to change his name because patients panicked when told they'd be seeing blank real soon.
Scream of Edgar, the Munch scream.
No, Jesus is his name.
Okay. They were scared. Okay. Jeez, that's funny. That's funny. No, sorry.
Oleg Cassini, the designer who created the signature look for First Lady Blank, died at the age of 92.
Jacqueline Kennedy.
Right. The South Korean scientist best known for successfully cloning a blank was fired for falsifying data.
Dog.
Right. Texas has started sending undercover agents into bars and arresting drinkers for blank.
Drinking cosmopolitans.
No.
That's an offense in Texas.
No. They're arresting them for being drunk.
Okay.
Statistics indicate that many people drinking in bars are in fact drunk. Or will be soon. So if you're looking to arrest people for public intoxication, which is a crime in Texas no matter what kind of stool you happen to be sitting on, why not go into the dens of iniquity themselves? In one recent sting operation, 30 people in Dallas were arrested for being drunk in a bar.
It was a sting?
Yeah.
Were they like undercover? Scary.
No, they'd walk up to people. They were undercover. They'd walk in and they'd go, "Oh, God, I'm so smashed." And the other guy would go, "Yeah, me too." And they go, "You're under arrest."
That was clever.
It seems unfair to me, but nonetheless. Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Mo has the lead.
All right, very good. Roy, you are up next. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Clock will start. Here I go. Although he hasn't ruled out a future in politics, former Vice President Blank announced he would not run for president in 2008.
Al Gore.
Right. An army dog handler got 6 months in jail for abusing prisoners at Blank.
Abu Ghraib.
Right. After a 2-day chase, a wily Blank was captured in New York's Central Park.
Coyote.
Right. Despite widespread allegations of fraud, President Alexander Lukashenko claimed victory in elections in blank.
Belarus.
Right. A bus driver in England was fired after passengers noticed him blanking while driving.
Drinking stout.
No. Playing the computer game Grand Theft Auto.
No.
French clothing designer Bernard Lacoste, best known for his polo shirts embossed with a tiny blank, died at the age of 74.
Alligator.
Right. NBA star Carlos Boozer reportedly filed a complaint against Blank, who rented his Los Angeles home and painted it purple.
Is it somebody I would suspect?
Yes. I'm doing that, yes.
Dennis Rodman.
No, Prince. Prince, the purple one. A British high school teacher claims that a blank made teaching impossible and her life miserable.
And, I don't know, a student.
No, a squeaky chair.
I read that. I forgot.
Teacher Sue Storr endured months of teaching teenagers with a chair that made a loud, flatulent noise every time she sat down.
I don't call that a squeaky chair.
Well,
let's call a farty chair a farty chair.
The gastrointestinally distressed chair was the source of myriad embarrassments, according to Ms. Storr, but none more so than on Parent Teacher Night. She's now suing the school and says she'll never teach again. Oh. Carl, how did Roy do on our quiz?
Roy had 5 correct answers, 10 more points. She now has 12 points, but Mo has the lead.
Oh, my goodness. So how many correct does Amy need to take it away from Mo?
She needs at least 6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right, Amy, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. U.S. and British forces rescued 3 peace activists from their kidnappers in blank on Thursday.
Iraq.
Right. A man was arrested Wednesday for throwing a suspicious package over the fence at the blank.
White House?
Right. In his first comments on the subject, President Bush called a resolution to blank him needless partisanship.
Impeach?
No, censure.
Censure.
Nobody's proposed that yet. According to the Wall Street Journal, the chances that someone would fill out a perfect bracket for the blank are 1 in 9 million trillion.
The NCAA tournament.
Right. Because he quit the show, Isaac Hayes' character Chef was struck by lightning, impaled, shot, mauled by a mountain lion, and attacked by a bear in the season premiere of blank.
South Park.
Right. Blank won the World Baseball Classic by defeating Cuba.
Japan.
Right. Saying, I produce children, I stay young. Real estate mogul blank announced the birth of his son, Baron William.
Donald Trump.
Right. A Pelham, Georgia man was apprehended and charged with robbing a convenience store, even though he blanked during the crime.
Fainted.
No, wore a milk crate over his head. Sure, it disguised him, gave him a threatening appearance as he robbed the store.
Yeah.
But then he walked out in the parking lot and people were going, who was that guy with the milk crate on his head? And so then he realized he was attracting attention, and then he took off the milk crate, and then they saw what he looked like. So he was arrested just 2 hours later. Carl, did Amy do well enough to win?
Well, Amy had 6 correct answers, Peter, and that gives her 12 points and a total of 14 points, and that makes her a co-champion with Mo Rocca.
Very well done. Woo!
And, you know, Mo takes steroids, so...
You did it clean, Amy. We know that.
She's the one who injected the steroids.